Idaho House lawmakers passed a bill to add work requirements to the state's voter-approved Medicaid expansion program. James Dawson has details.
Normally, legislators have to wait a day before taking up bills that pass through committee. But the House was so intent on debating this Medicaid bill, it suspended normal rules. The bill passed 45-25, with 11 Republicans joining Democrats in opposing it. The bill would add mandatory work requirements. It would also ask for a waiver from the feds to keep people on the state health insurance exchange if they earn between 100 and 138% of the federal poverty level. Republican Representative Gayanne de Mordaunt says that should give patients choices in their coverage.
There is dignity in walking into a medical office with a card that does not say Medicaid, that has choice associated with it.
A controversial part of the bill would force patients who want family planning care to get a referral. So if you want birth control, you wouldn't be able to go straight to a clinic. Republican Representative Fred Wood, a retired doctor from Burley, says that includes an OBGYN.
I can't imagine that a single female in this body would tolerate that.
The bill now heads to the state Senate, which is considering its own version. That proposal would include a voluntary work training program and has been endorsed by several pro-expansion lobbying groups. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.